This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakra Baden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's a senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing a stimulating message titled Communication in Marriage under the subtitle How to Resolve Conflict in Marriage. Yesterday, he began to speak about the key of humility. Today, he continues. Let's listen in.
So here the Bible says Christ had that mind. So you know, when Jesus was on the cross and they were mocking him, beating him, everything, he didn't see himself as much higher than the people. He saw himself as a lowly person. And do you know what he said? He said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And I like David. You know, when Solomon was chasing David out of Jerusalem, David was weeping and crying and running away. He met a man from the house of Benjamin. The house of Benjamin was where Saul came from. So Saul used to be king, and David became king after Saul. So the house of Benjamin, they didn't like the house of David. And this man, Sheba, the son of Bichri, he started cursing David. And Joab took a sword to go and cut off his head. And David said, leave him. He said, don't kill him. He said, God is punishing me. He is punishing me for my wrongdoings. That is why he has allowed Sheba to come and insult me. So he didn't do anything to Sheba. The conflict was averted. Why? Because although he was king in this case, he felt that this man is actually better than me. Maybe it's because of my wrongdoing. That's why this thing has come upon me. So I refuse to kill Sheba. He said, I blame myself. I don't blame him. So he told Joab, leave the man. So the way you process information, it's important. And humility, a humble mind. You know, just one word, sorry, can change your whole relationship. Just one word, I apologize, can change everything. But sometimes people are so proud, they can't say I was wrong. They can't say I am sorry. They can't say I apologize. They are fighting to win a battle as if there is a prize at the end. There is nothing to receive. That's foolishness. Fighting to the end just to prove a point that they were right. But you know, if we just humble ourselves, just say, I'm sorry. This cold war that you have been having with your husband for the past 3 days, it will be solved. And the interesting thing is sometimes there are some people who are wrong and they rather expect you to come and apologize and come and beg. Those are very proud people. Meanwhile, they are the ones who are wrong. They are the ones who are wrong. But Paul said, a humble mind. So with a humble mind, it's not about who is right and who is wrong. It's about trying to resolve the conflict. So we keep our minds focused on the purpose, not the process. And that's important. Key number four. Then it says, in verse 4, Philippians 2, 4, about how Jesus thought. He said, look not every man on his own things, every man also on the things of others. If there is one word that I can use to explain this, is you should not be selfish. You should be selfless. In other words, let's aim for a win-win situation. Don't let's aim for a win-lose situation. That's why it says, don't pursue only your interests. Take the interests of the other person also into account and blend the interests. So it says, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. You know, in life, you cannot have everything. If you try and have everything, you will destroy your relationships. For you to move on with somebody, you have to compromise. Compromise. Sometimes one thing that married people have to compromise on is their vision. Vision. You know, sometimes I meet people who are married and it's like the personality of one person she has been completely dominated by another person. It is like as if an evil spirit has possessed the person has no exist. So it's like everything that we do, it has to be what I want. You don't exist. You don't have a mind. You don't have a plan. You don't have a goal. You don't have a calling. You don't have anything. Everything is about me. It's only evil spirits who do that. Possess people. I only see it in demonic possession. They take over their mind, their spirit, their everything. That's dangerous. So, even when it comes to vision, assuming you are married, one thing we must realize is that, you see, we are two, but we are also individuals on our own. So, there is a part where our lives merge. But there is also a part where we are individuals. We have our own dreams. We have our own passions and things we want to do. Now, we have to compromise and be selfless. Amos 3:3, it says, can two walk together except they be agreed? It's not possible. Everything cannot go your way. Sometimes, even because of your spouse, there are certain jobs you cannot take up. There are certain friends you cannot have. Imagine that you are married and every day you're on the phone with your old boyfriend, your old girlfriend. Every day you are chatting. You say, we are just friends. You are ignoring the emotions and the feelings of the other person. You may just be friends, that's true. But it is having an effect on somebody else. So it's not as simple as that. So whatever we do, it has an effect. So because it has an effect on your partner, it may be good for you, but it may not be good for your partner. So you have to take that into consideration. So when we take other people into consideration, their interests, their dreams, their finances, their plans, their life, take it into consideration, it helps prevent a lot of conflict. But when you have one person who has to have his way all the time, if there is no conflict, then there's going to be one satisfied person and one miserable person moving along. These are the only two alternatives that are going to happen. So here the Bible says, look not every man on his own things, every man also on the things of others. And I love Jesus. When Jesus went to preach, Simon Peter gave him a boat and helped Jesus to preach. But when he finished preaching, he remembered that Simon Peter did not come there to preach. He came to catch fish, not to preach. He came to preach, but not Peter. Peter was looking for fish. So he decided to also consider the interest of Peter. And he prayed, and Peter caught a lot of fish. So Peter caught his fish, and Jesus did his preaching. You know, it can be a win-win situation. Somebody doesn't have to be deprived of everything just because of you. It is possible for two people to have at least a bit of something and also lose a little bit of something. You cannot gain all. You will win some things and you will lose some things. You cannot be married and be independent at the same time. It's not possible. Because it's a union. You cannot be married and then you get up and you just go anywhere by yourself. Nobody even knows where you are. And when they ask you, where are you? You say, oh, I came into the world alone. I will die alone. You know, it's not like that. You always have to take others into consideration. So even in ministry, we preach because we take others into consideration. That's why even as ministers, we preach, people go for outreach, they do soul winning, they serve the Lord. But they are not just thinking about themselves. They are also thinking about others. That was the mind of Jesus when he died on the cross. The Bible says that he was in the form of God, but he didn't claim it. He laid it down. Why? Because he was thinking about us. Let's think about others. Don't think only about yourself. Let's take everybody around us into consideration. And when we do that, and we look at the interests of others and our own interests, and we are selfless and we compromise, the result is that we will build very harmonious, wonderful, pleasant relationships all around us. and we're going to have a wonderful time.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that in order to resolve conflicts, we must have a humble mindset and we must also not be selfish, but create a win-win scenario for both parties.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
Well, thank you very much. Before we go, here is a very powerful testimony that will boost your faith in the Lord.
It said, dear pastor, I've been meaning to get in touch with you. I kept on postponing, and this morning, a passage about 10 lepers that Jesus healed came into my mind, and I knew I had to write as soon as possible and share my testimony. It's been a little over a year now since I first contacted you, and my life has turned around tremendously. Even if you look at my profile page on my Facebook, it speaks a lot because that one alone has changed. Tomorrow is exactly a year ago since you prayed for me and pronounced me to be happily married by this time next year. For some reason, after your prayer, I felt at peace and slept soundly for the first time. It was a Friday. I went to work that morning, and a friend who I hadn't met before and lives in Ghana started chatting with me. It turned out he was in the UK for a conference and was coming to meet a friend of mine the next day. He wanted to meet me, so I invited him to a wedding in my church. At the reception, they called the single ladies to go and catch the bouquet. I didn't want to go because I felt the belief attached to the practice isn't valid. Plus, I had never caught one before. I mentioned this to those seated on our table, and one young girl, about 16 years, said to me, "You never know, this may be the day you catch her." Look at someone and say, "Today may be the day you catch her." You never know. You are walking with God, you never know. It may be today. 60-year-old girl. So I reluctantly got up and went to stand there uninterested. But the bouquet felt right in front of me. And I picked it up. Apparently, my friend was also praying that I'll catch it, so he can use it as a reference point to strike a conversation on that subject. You know, the guy didn't even know that she was single, but when she went to catch the bouquet, the guy said, "Oh, this is that single." To cut a long story short, he expressed his interest. And by the end of the year, we started making arrangements to see my parents to marry me. Wow. He has everything I prayed for in a husband. He loves the Lord, and in fact, he loves the ministry as well. To the glory of God, we got married on 13th of September. I just wanted to share this testimony with you to let you know that when I contacted you about a year ago, it was in pain. Now I'm contacting you with joy. Wow.
You're in a Christian life with audio sermons from Kakwa Bading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakwa Bading AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakwa Bading. It's that simple. Kakwa Bading AirPower app. On the go with a word. The presence of God. God's presence is a place of blessing. David counted it joy to experience the Lord's presence. Every child of God invariably goes through the feeling of losing God's presence from time to time. Order this message series through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. You can also send an email to info@kakwabaden.org or make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.